We're joined now by Judge Gail Tucson. She's president of the Buckhead Cascade City Chapter of the Lynx Incorporated, an organization that we've heard from a number of times over the years here at WCLK. And we're coming down to the end of a busy Georgia legislative session, and there are really a couple of issues near and dear to the heart of the Lynx, in particular the issue of Medicaid expansion and children's welfare. Judge Tucson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What can you tell us about these bills that are up for a vote and what your perspective on them is?
Well, we decided this year that we wanted to start a campaign to try to educate the community about the importance of child welfare reform as well as the importance of Medicaid expansion. And so we have been tracking certain bills that have been placed on the floor for deliberation and decision over the course of this year's session of the General Assembly. And we are asking everyone to take a moment and to communicate with either their House representative, state representative, or state senator, and let them know that you care about these issues. There's Senate Bill 295, which we believe is supportive of the need for Medicaid expansion, and we would like you to communicate that to your representatives and senators. We're also interested in defeating House Bill 990, which we believe would create an additional impediment to Medicaid expansion. We've heard a lot about the issue on television, in the newspaper, et cetera, and we know, bottom line, that Georgia's families and children in particular, in many instances, depend on the support that would be available should the governor agree to join in with the expansion. I think 31 other states in this country have done so. Unfortunately, Georgia has not.
It seems a shame that a lot of national politics seems to have found its way into the opportunity to provide health care for the least among us here in Georgia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're also interested in child welfare reform. There have been several unhappy, very unfortunate situations that have been in the news. But overall, we are asking and demanding simply for Georgia and the child welfare system to be accountable to its children and the families that depend on the services of the state. And so we are in particular interested in the passage of House Bill 923, which relates to a Georgia child fatality review panel, which calls attention to the improvement of protecting the health, safety, and well-being of children.
So again, to reiterate, and again, the Lynx is a great long-standing civic organization featuring some of our city's leading folks, and you take stands on issues that you feel like are important, and particularly to women and children. And so again, you would like to urge everyone to contact their legislators to support Senate Bill 295 and defeat House Bill 990. Both of those are with regards to expanding Medicaid in Georgia, which you think is a good thing. And also, you want to encourage passage of House Bill 923, the Georgia Child Fatality Review Panel.
Yes, that is correct. And it's not too late. The Senate, I think, has four more days after today before they will adjourn for 2014. Most individuals that are in the legislature are heading to the campaign trail for elections later this year, and so it's a shorter session. But it's not too late to let your opinion and voice be heard.
We're speaking with Judge Gail Tucson. She is Chief Judge of the Fulton Superior Court, and she's also president of the Buckhead Cascade City Chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. Judge Tucson, there's also an event coming up on Friday, March 21st at the Sloppy Floyd Building downtown, and this is kicking off a series, I guess, of events linking together across the state to engage our communities. Could you talk a little bit about that event next Friday and what this campaign means to your organization?
Well, the Lynx, as you've mentioned, has been involved for over 60 years. We were founded back in 1946, so I guess we're closer to 70 years. But we're interested in issues that impact our existence and our ability to enjoy the promises of being in this country. And so we have a Lynx Day at the Capitol. There will be over 100 members of 15 chapters that exist just in Georgia. We'll be gathering at the state capitol to discuss the issues that we've already addressed. In the morning, we'll have a couple of panel discussions that will be staffed both by physicians as well as elected officials and other experts in the area. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a kickoff rally where we will really begin our grassroots efforts so that the Lynx will be coming to the Capitol to get the information, to engage the legislators in dialogue, and then taking away next steps for the community to take further action over the course of the rest of this year. And as I mentioned earlier, because of the May elections, we think it's really important that those that are running for office know what's important to members of this community.
And having had the opportunity to participate in some efforts to pass legislation at various times over the years, I know, as I'm sure you know, but we should relate to our audience, that one voice does really count sometimes. These representatives, if you're in their district and you call them and you're passionate about one of these issues, that's gonna resonate with them. They don't want to hear from the national media about Medicaid expansion, but if they hear from somebody, a zip code in their district, it can make a big difference.
It absolutely can. And back to the Medicaid expansion, it's the individual's access to health care, but it's also going to impact the smaller hospitals around the state, what kind of services they're going to be able to provide to people that depend on them. And so it's important to know that the funding is there. The federal government is making it available to the state for the next several years. And we want the governor to reconsider the position that currently is being taken.
And if we've got somebody listening and they've heard of the Lynx and they're interested in it as an organization, what do you have to do to become a member of the Lynx?
The Lynx organization is a service organization of professional and business women all over the country. So one way to find out more about the organization is to participate in some of the activities that we have in the community throughout the state. And once you participate and you get to know existing Lynx and they take note of your good works and your commitment to community service, because it is a community service organization, then you may find, if you are a female, that you may be nominated for membership.
So, and one way to do that is to show up Friday, March the 21st at the Sloppy Floyd Building in the Empire Room. That's at 200 Piedmont Avenue, the Floyd Twin Towers there, right? MARTA runs right through there, right across from the Capitol for the Lynx event. Their closing rally, I guess, in the aftermath of the legislative session, linking together across the state to engage our communities. Again, Lynx urges you to contact your legislators to support Senate Bill 295 and defeat House Bill 990 in terms of Medicaid expansion, and also encourage the passage of House Bill 923, the Georgia Child Fatality Review Panel. Judge Tucson, anything else you'd like to add?
Simply that we appreciate WCLK's support of our efforts. It's an awesome station and service, community service rendered by all of you. We invite your listeners to join us, I guess, in the community effort and to follow closely what is happening in your state government. It's important for you to be involved.
You know, it's easy to complain, but it's harder to get out there and try and do something. And everybody has the responsibility to do that.
Absolutely.
We've been talking with Judge Gail Tucson. She is president of the Buckhead Cascade City chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. Judge Tucson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.